Effective clothing choices can play a critical role in maintaining comfort and energy efficiency during heat waves, an increasingly common issue in our changing climate. While white clothing is often recommended due to its light reflecting ability, the reality of thermoregulation is more complex. Research indicates that loose-fitting black clothing can be as effective, if not more so, because it creates an air current that dissipates heat away from the skin, mimicking the natural cooling effect of airflow channels. The type of material is paramount for staying cool. Natural fibers, such as cotton and linen, allow skin to breathe and facilitate the evaporation of sweat, a crucial consideration in reducing body temperature. These fabrics also trap less heat compared to synthetic options. However, advanced synthetic fabrics with moisture-wicking properties are popular in athletic wear, as they accelerate moisture evaporation. Moreover, the structural design of clothing, like loosely woven textiles, improves air circulation and comfort. In highly humid conditions, where evaporation is less efficient, choosing materials that allow vapor passage is beneficial. Some experts suggest that wearing slightly damp clothing can enhance the evaporative cooling effect, as the drying process naturally extracts heat from the body. Historically, various cultures have developed tailored dress methods to combat specific environmental conditions. Bedouins, for example, utilize loose dark robes in the desert, capitalizing on airflow to manage body temperature amidst heat extremes. Such strategies promote practicality over typical aesthetic conventions, demonstrating the cultural insights into fabric and fashion's environmental interactions. In summary, aligning clothing choices with heat management principles can lead to enhanced comfort and reduced dependence on air conditioning. These thoughtful apparel decisions not only promote individual well-being, but also contribute to broader environmental benefits by lessening household energy consumption.